This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of and the big manager at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the industry Bible. People go to Talkers at Talkers.com every week to see this list, among other things, the stories, top people, list of 10 on each category. Michael works with his staff to review what's going on hundreds of stations around the country with hundreds of hosts. It's a big deal. And he's capable. He's a big deal. No small talk here. This is big time stuff. And your being here, Michael, is a big deal.
Wow. I want you to know that. Makes me feel good about, making the effort.
Yeah.
Big. Everything we do is big.
I got to tell you,
we have a big story this week. We have what we call a tsunami story, one that just washes across the beach of conversation, if you will, and just dominates it. The shootings in El Paso and Dayton just totally obliterated everything else in terms of news talk radio, which is the primary venue that we explore for this list. So let me give you what we have. A lot of these topics, they blend into each other. So it's not easy. This is as much art as it is science, because it's conversation. And conversation, as you say, is like a tree. It has lots of branches. So let's go from number 10 to number 1 on the story survey. At number 10, we have conversation about video game and entertainment industry violence. At number 9, the changes of the governorship of Puerto Rico. At number 8, we have U.S.-Iran tensions. At number 7, we have a couple of incidents that were extraordinarily indicative of the times and the tension. We have the USA Today evacuation. People thought there was a gunman there. And panic in Times Square, I don't even know what to begin to talk about. A motorcycle.
Broadway shows being canceled because of a motorcycle.
But people were banging
backfire
on the doors. Can you imagine being in the middle of a Broadway show, in the middle of that, fantasy, and all of a sudden crowds are banging on the door of the theater? Can you imagine what that must have felt like to the actors and to the people in the theater? And people are falling to the ground, and you think the worst. And a lot of these people are tourists, so it's like, oh boy. At number 6, we have immigration reform, race relations, and the great author Toni Morrison passed away, which is a terrible time for one of the great black writers in America to die. Because race relations is such a heated topic this week. Yeah. At number 5, we have the 2020 presidential race. At number 4, we have the U.S.-China trade war, stock market fluctuations, the protests in Hong Kong. Number 3, Trump's visits to Dayton and El Paso this past week. Number 2, calls for gun control legislation and a new term in our lexicon, red flag laws. And let us not forget, also at number 2 is discussion about all the violence, the gun violence that took place in Chicago, same day as the shootings. And number 1, of course, the El Paso Dayton mass shootings. The people on our survey, we have a lot of people squeezing into the top 10 slots. There's more than 10 people. At number 10, we have Toni Morrison and the new governor of Puerto Rico, Wanda Vazquez. At number 9, Greg Abbott and Dee Margo from Texas, the governor and the El Paso mayor. We have the mayor and the governor in Ohio, Nan Whaley and Mike DeWine at number 8. At number 7, Patrick Crisius and Connor Betts, the gunman. Number 6, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Elijah Cummings. At number 5, Mitch McConnell and Mike Pence. At number 4, the squad, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Presley, and Ilhan Omar. We have at number 3, Marianne Williamson, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Pete Buttigieg. The reason we have Marianne Williamson at the beginning of that is she really was a big part of the conversation this week. It seems that even though people don't really give her much of a chance of being president, people are not laughing at her as much as they did. She's got a very important message.
People who laugh at her are ignorant.
Yes, they really are. Yeah. She's a heck of a woman, and very, very, very outstanding speaker and intellect and
important message.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it. She has my respect. At number two, Joe Biden. Beto O'Rourke got himself into the conversation, the El Paso connection, and being one of the first people to blame Donald Trump for everything that's wrong in the world. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at number two. And Donald Trump is at number one, and that's the best we can do in a very, very, you know, muddy water of conversation in terms of categorizing topics and people.
Did you see that Bill O'Reilly said on his program that he might vote for Joe Biden? But the pot, how that really is a pot to be stirred.
Well, I was on the radio. I've been doing a lot of radio work this week, which has helped me gain insight into this. And,
sure.
and a Trump fan said, I have a lot of problems with Trump. But who the hell would I vote for? You know, because they want Trump because of the policies that Trump has enacted, mm-hmm. many things. But Trump's behavior, his demeanor, his contribution to the strife.
Absolutely.
Who do I vote for? And I'm saying to myself, the only one I could think of for somebody in that situation who's a fan of Donald Trump but is troubled by his demeanor and wants to know who else is there, believe it or not, I said, you'd vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the closest thing to Donald Trump that we have.
Except he's a gentleman. And that's where I am as well. I don't like all the stuff that Trump has done, but I do like many. He's decimated the American farmer, the family farmer. The farmers' lives are being ruined by his policies, and I can't swallow that because of my other role as a farmer. But I look at Joe Biden and I think, you know, he sticks his foot in his mouth all the time, but that's part of who he is. In terms of whether he's even-handed, can he put together a group of people, a coalition that might bring some changes or follow up on some of the things that Trump has done that is beneficial? It's just, you know, you get down to the brass tacks of it, and you're right. Now, all these other people, Bernie Sanders this week said that he would unlock the files on UFOs. That was probably the biggest thing he said all week long, at least from my point of view. Every president that I can remember, how long does it go back, Michael, to people saying, oh, yeah, as soon as I get, but Trump said it. As soon as I get into office, I'm going to tell you the real story about Area 51. Not a peep since then.
Yeah, well,
not a peep. Huh? Bernie Sanders says UFOs.
He's looking for a new issue.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's really
Al Capone's amazing. Secret stash.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember that?
Did he really use a baseball bat? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so we've got lots of things. The talk tree would, as you've suggested, bring us around to thinking that of all of the top three items, they all kind of blend in together. And then there are tremendous, the branches of the tree go into various areas, tremendous other items to talk about as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from Michael Harrison's perspective as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, a great American story. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to the people who listen to my programs. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products now if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials. You can save up to 50% on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and just a whole lot more. For example, I got one here, the body pillow, usually $89.99. With the promo code DJV, it's $29. Imagine that, a $60 savings on one of the greatest, the best-selling MyPillows there is. MyPillow.com, regular pillow, body pillow, $89, but now with the code DJV, $29. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50%, including with the body pillow. That's a $29 deal, usually $89. Enter the promo code DJV. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Great specials at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. The stories that we are all concerned about. I thought it was interesting on Monday on my DJV program. I went right to, or we all of us on the program, went right to the Chicago story because there was so much focus on El Paso and Dayton. But yet another weekend in Chicago saw more people killed there in that city than in both the incidents together in El Paso and Dayton. Yet nobody talks about that, it would seem, and how many other killings there are every week in this country. And thus the reason for many countries, Michael, issuing a warning this week to travelers, to tourists, who would come to America. Be prepared, be careful, and in some instances, don't go. So one wonders what this is going to do, never mind all the ancillary things, but the business of our country having this reputation. And, you know, you expect countries like Venezuela that doesn't like us anyway to say, don't go to America. But some of our friends, the European connection to most every country has been shaken by this. And there are warnings from most of these governments and all around the world. Don't go to America. Or if you do, have your eyes wide open because there's a chance it could be something that may harm you going on. And this is
really statistically that is really out of whack, but
yeah,
it's very much like what we used to deal with when we went to Israel, you know.
Yep.
One of the safest places in the world, but it had a reputation for being terribly dangerous because it's the emotional nature of the violence, not necessarily the actual numbers.
And then all the attention to gun ownership, gun control. How many of us have seen the picture of the man who walked into a Walmart, said he was looking for something that would kill 200 people. This from, you know, after what went on some Walmart in Texas someplace. And then they identified this guy. I meant Florida. You look at this stuff and you think, have we gone crazy? Are we going nuts? Why would somebody go into a Walmart and say, I want a gun that will kill 200 people? They got the guy on video, but... Yeah,
there's no question mental illness is a factor in this mix.
Oh, my God. Sure,
all the factors are small factors that add up to a big problem as opposed to one problem.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 21 past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Harrison is here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The stories, the people, the focus on the air, and much of it this week, as we have acknowledged the top three items, the shootings in Dayton and El Paso. But then there was another incident, but it wasn't gun violence. It was a stabbing, or actually four people got stabbed in California, I think Monday or Tuesday of this week. And this is a random sort of thing. Nobody knows why the guy did it. Some of the people in authority say he was full of hate. You look at some of the postings he has online. And that's another thing, Michael. Much of this stuff now is perpetrated, and the excuse that's given is that people are whipped up by whatever social media they may be influenced by. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. This, what was it, 8-something or other, the site that was just full of
8chan.
Yeah, right. So, you know, you think about that, and you think about the power that social media has. I was reading a story about this guy, Jack Dorsey, I think is his name, who runs, he's the CEO of Twitter, and how much influence he has. Somebody suggested that he has the power to destroy the world, or Western democracy anyway. I don't know, you know, that seems a little over the top, but he's been at this since he was 19. Dorsey's 42 now. He's made billions of dollars on Twitter, and he seems to be a rather strange dude. And so could somebody like that who decided, I think that's the real danger with all of this. These devices, people that are so involved with watching them, reading them, being around them, having to have them, and what influence a few people could have on changing the minds of millions and millions and millions of people. I think it's very dangerous.
Well, so media is dangerous. I mean, media is dangerous. You know, the old NBC, CBS, ABC.
Are we dangerous? Are you and I dangerous? Where?
Everybody who has a microphone, anybody who has a soapbox is dangerous. Free speech is dangerous. It's untidy, it's messy, and it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's not a clean, neat affair, but it's vital to freedom. Freedom is dangerous. People are dangerous. So we have to learn how to live in an atmosphere of danger. Without,
but why now?
Because it's exaggerated, it's enhanced, it's taken a giant step forward in terms of evolution. The technology has never been as keen as it is today, and thus all of the dangers that come with communication, that come with proselytization, are being enhanced, and we have to get used to it. We certainly cannot engage in the kind of censorship that'll curtail free speech. We have to learn how to adjust our rules, our norms, our principles, our customs to this new reality in which we are not only finding ourselves, but into which we are getting deeper and deeper. This is just the beginning. It's going to be so far beyond
what's the picture like
now.
In 50, 60 years? What's the picture in your mind?
Say that again.
Your picture, let's fast forward 40, 50, 60 years. What's the picture look like then?
We're so plugged into each other, so entangled in terms of our minds, that we won't even know our own thoughts from other people's thoughts. The merger of biology with artificial intelligence, we're all going to become the robots that we fear. And we have to be very careful
that we're able to maintain. We're like robots now. We're like zombies with all these damn devices.
Yeah, but beyond that, we have to learn how to deal with being individuals within a system that creates a hive mentality. Mm-hmm. We have to be very careful not to become like the ants or the bees.
Mm-hmm. The worker bees. All right, interesting, penetrating, food for thought. 28 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel. And I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the heels of mass shootings that have rattled the nation, a man's in custody after causing a scare at a Springfield, Missouri Walmart. Reportedly, the man in his 20s was wearing body armor and military fatigues, carrying what police call a tactical rifle. It prompted a Walmart worker to pull the fire alarm, and the suspect then walked out an emergency door, where an off-duty firefighter held him at gunpoint until police officers responded and took him into custody. House Democrat Dick Durbin is in agreement with President Trump that former Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's case should be looked at, as Trump suggests he may commute Blagojevich's sentence.
He's clearly demonstrated is guilty of wrongdoing in public office. He was convicted of that and sentenced and has paid a heavy price.
This is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
On track with what's going on in the world of news talk radio. This is our weekly talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're delving into the different things that are part of the top three stories more than anything else. Normally we spend a lot of time, or I'll bounce around with Michael, and we'll take a, number seven, too, looking at the list. Top three plus that, usually. And the other thing, Iran. I mean, nobody's talking about any of this stuff, even though it is very important. I think, frankly, number 10, Michael, and again, folks, those of you who'd like to keep up with the list itself, go to talkers.com. You'll find the stories and the people listed every week that comes as a result of the research there. So the video game, the violence, the discussion of that, I believe, from my perspective anyway, and how I handle it on the air, was a very important cog in the wheel of these discussions. And the influence of big money, certainly the entertainment world, controls lots of discretionary spending in our country, and they make a lot of dough, all these big companies, and they don't want to see. And they'll argue, oh, no, it's not that. You can see a lot of normal people who play the games. That's not the point. Or at least it isn't with me. What about with you?
I have mixed feelings about it. I do believe that our culture influences our behavior. So the amount of violence in our culture, it troubles me on a certain level. But on another level, studying this all my life, being interested in media and entertainment, and reading a number of studies on this, some people actually believe violence in entertainment is a safety valve to keep people from enacting violence in real life.
Dig into that a little bit more. That's a very interesting theory.
If suddenly violence were quelled and you're not allowed to engage in violent, there are no violent movies, there's no violent sports, there's no violent video games, violence is now politically incorrect, it might cause some people to take that energy out on other people in real life, that it is a safety factor. There are people who believe that, and it might be true to a certain degree. Of course, everything has its exceptions, and the problem with this gun violence is that it's always a matter of exceptions. It's always a matter of that lone maniac, that lone brooder, that person who's bullied in school, that person who's angry at society, that person who's not wired correctly, that person who's strung out on opioids or any number of chemicals. There's so many things, but the average person doesn't fall victim to those things and just blows it off and lives with it. And, I mean, you and I grew up with violence. There was, look at the cartoons that we used to watch when we were kids.
Right.
Papa used to beat the living daylights.
Right.
Bugs Bunny cartoon, they'd blow each other up.
Yeah.
It was amazing. If you go back to YouTube and look at the Mouseketeers in the Annette Funicello era, when you and I were little kids, they wear guns. They had a holster and guns. And the guns had caps in them, which is gunpowder that would blow up.
Yeah. How many of us shot those caps? The whole business about having a gun in a holster. And we wanted to emulate the Lone Ranger.
Right. We never had discussions about it. I remember when I got into my teen years, there were some people would say, I don't allow my child to play with guns. Even if it's a stick, I think it's bad. That didn't come till I was already grown up. When I was a kid, it wasn't even thought of. Yeah, kids played with guns. If you went to a toy store, one of the main lines of toys were guns for children when the post-war baby boomers were kids. Well, I mean, little kids. And so I don't know. Then you often hear people say, well, I did that when I was a kid, and it didn't affect us in any way.
We
grew up all right, but did we? The question is, are we all right?
Are we normal?
Exactly. Yeah.
It didn't hurt. Maybe.
Really?
Have you looked in the mirror lately? All right. So, meanwhile, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the president wants an outcome on gun legislation. And so, even though they're on recess, says the Senate will consider gun background checks in some new legislation. We got a lot of legislation. And I'm not sure a lot of people are paying attention to the legislation or the laws that are on the books already. But do we need to have stiffer gun background checks? It's all so hazy.
Well, Second Amendment fans are certainly concerned.
Yeah.
Then there are the extremists who believe that the Democrats are hell-bent on getting rid of the Second Amendment completely, which I personally don't believe. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it'll happen. But there's that type of fear being stoked in the political conversation. You got people, like Elizabeth Warren and AOC out there, gotta get rid of guns. And then you have people who say, if these people get in power, the state's going to take away all our rights. We're not going to have any guns. We won't be able to protect ourselves. So those are the extreme ends of an argument that I really feel is healthier solved in the middle, not on the ends.
So then there's the ancillary, again, I go to the talk tree and the things that come out. Would we know about this home in Sterling, Ohio that was torched? An interracial couple lived together and they bought a house together. And police there have found a swastika and anti-black spray paint all over the side of the house, that kind of stuff. Would we be talking about that in light of what has happened here? And then the story from Illinois this week, where a police officer went into a home and shot a 12-year-old in his bed because he had an assault rifle and somebody's... I mean, what is this stuff? What in the world is going on? We seem to find things like this and they come to the surface of conversation. But in my everyday life, Michael, I don't talk about this stuff with my friends. When I'm on the farm, I'm talking about stuff on the farm. And you and I, when we have conversations, we don't talk about this stuff. When we have phone conversations, we talk about your wife or, you know, where are we going for dinner or... or, you know,
where are you and my wife going to dinner? And, you know.
Yes, right. Where are?
No. In all seriousness, you and I have events. We have platforms where we talk about this stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, if we walked around talking about this stuff all the time, we would be one dimensional. But I do believe there are many people that are obsessed with this stuff and talk about it all the time. There are people that talk about it in a healthy way. But I think the vast majority of people in the United States not only don't talk about it, they don't think about it, and they don't know about it. If you were to go out to like one of the malls, in a suburban mall in anywhere USA, mm-hmm. and survey the first 100 people, let's give kids a break, 100 adults, how many of them do you think would have heard that there were shootings last weekend in America that everybody's talking about? What percentage of the 100 do you think would actually even know it happened?
80%
you think would know?
Yep.
All right. Well,
you?
I think that's high. I think about maybe 40%.
No.
Really? Yeah, I think. But this is my own opinion. It's hard to really get down to really dependable, quantifiable metrics on that. But the fact of the matter is, I think that most people are oblivious to who their congressman is, who their mayor is.
Oh, I think that's true. Yeah, I do think that's true. Yeah,
well, I don't think that people follow the news. And I think the most alarming thing about social media that we talked about earlier is that it is the primary source of news for many people. They actually get their news from their crazy friends as opposed to from the crazy media that's pandering to them.
Wait a minute. You and I are friends. Are we crazy? What is going on here?
We're all crazy. Well, that's also another. Well, the mental issue.
Still crazy after all these years.
You're making a joke, but the fact of the matter is that I think that it's a normal part of the human condition to be somewhat crazy. I think that we're such a complicated machine, the human brain and the spirit and the mind and all this stuff and the stress that we face. I think that it's a work in progress and that there are a lot of bugs to be worked
on. I want to talk to your son, Matthew, about this. I was just thinking about my daughter saying, Daddy, you're so strange.
I can imagine what it's like growing up with you as a father.
Oh my God. Well, my two children are great contributors to society.
Well, they're much days. More normal. They seem much more normal than you.
And some people believe that's true.
Yes,
in some respects.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
I don't.
My son is writing. He's on the staff. There's a new show on CBS called Women Who Kill. And my son is in the writing staff of that, and he talks about, you know, you sit in the room, they have they have the writer's room, and they go through the scripts with the stars. And the stuff that goes on in there that he talks about is hilarious, but also strange. Because think about actors and how strange they are. And then you think about people who are on the radio. The reason that we're on the radio is because we have things to say, and some of those things are strange. The reason we're successful. You and I have been on the radio for 50 years plus. And look at the things that we've done with our time on the radio and the people we've met and the things we've influenced. And a lot of it is just plain strange. Some of the music that we used to play, how strange was that stuff?
Well, you know what they say, people are strange.
Yes, right away. There's somebody from the doors.
When you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. People are strange when you're a stranger.
Morrison's dead. Long live Harrison.
Morrison lives in France.
Does he really? No, he's over there with Elvis. Is he?
Yes.
Is he? Wow, really?
Yeah,
time for us to... I'll get it. Do you want to keep this going, or shall I do a commercial?
I'm just fading off into the distance as we lose it.
Time. Well, we've had. I mean, this stuff is getting so serious. It's about time we lighten it up a little bit. I was just thinking about Jerry Nadler and Hillary on opposite sides. Nadler says there's got to be impeachment proceedings starting right away, and Hillary says, "Don't be so sure. that this is... Remember, she was on the committee with Fred Thompson when Nixon was... There was an impeachment proceeding against him, and certainly she knows firsthand after the impeachment proceedings for her husband, and she says to the Democrats, look, you're crazy. Stop it. And one
there is only one way for people who do not like Donald Trump to get rid of him. Only one way.
Yep.
Vote on election day.
For somebody else. Yep.
And that's it. Elections. That's why we have elections. We've got to get out of the habit of trying to find reasons to impeach presidents or to
5 minutes
cripple
after
them.
They get... Right. 5 minutes after they get into office.
Right. Right.
Time for us to think about getting healthy the correct way. Calitrin is a fabulous way because it's not doesn't involve dieting, doesn't involve drugs, doesn't involve stimulants. It's the all-natural, healthy way. You'll lose the weight and you'll keep it off. That's what I emphasize. Because there are all kinds of supplements around, all kinds of diets. You'll lose the weight, absolutely. And you'll lose it a lot faster than if you're on Calitrin. But then you'll gain it back. So don't you want to have the motivation to get rid of the weight and to keep it off? There are, if you go to toploss.com, which is their website, you see testimony on top of testimony of people who have gone on this program, lost 7 pounds, lost 30 pounds, lost more than that, 60 pounds, but it took them a long time to do it, and they're still devoted to the program because it keeps the weight off. That's what you want, success that stays. Find out how you can get on this program. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, get a 90-day supply, $20 off that, plus free shipping. That's the deal. You'll embrace yourself. People will be embracing you. You'll look so much better. You'll feel so much better. You'll be healthier. This is healthy weight loss. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code for great savings.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
One of the things that Michael does every week in his long retinue of things is do his interview, the MH interview, mhinterview.com. This week you talked to Mike Siegel. I chuckle because Siegel's been around the horn for a long time. What did you find out from him?
Well, he certainly has been there from the beginning of the modern era, right after the Fairness Doctrine, and he was one of the original local muckrakers. Mm-hmm. He is a class of talk show host we don't see much anymore, and he's still out there, you know, doing his thing. It was fun to talk to him. Good guy.
He is fun. He's always been fun. He's one of those, he's completely oblivious to anything except what's going on in his frame of reference on the air. And that's one of the things that he's so focused. That's why he's always been that way. So you want to hear about one of talk radio's great talk hosts, Mike Siegel, interviewed by Michael Harrison, mhinterview.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Summertime at the beach. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Okay, Chuck.
One of the most iconic themes from a movie ever. John Williams created this for Steven Spielberg's first Jaws movie. How many Jaws? Well, there were two or three of them, weren't there? How many Jaws movies were there?
Four.
Four? All right.
Yes.
And this was for all of them, wasn't it?
Used to score in all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you have us starting thinking about Jaws. What does that bring us? Movie moments on the air on the DJV program. So what's the story with Jaws?
Well, two things. Robert Shore, who passed away in 1978. He was born on this day, 1927. He played the character of Quint, and one of the great travesties to me in Oscar history is that he was not nominated for Best Supporting Actor for this film. Yeah. When you watch it, it makes absolutely no sense because his performance in this movie is simply outstanding.
He was, if you look at his body of work, most of the time he played a bad guy. One of the most memorable bad guys was sort of a smile on your face as he played the bad guy in The Sting. But he was a bad guy in a James Bond movie, and he was really a good bad guy.
He did a movie called Black Sunday, which was a hit.
Yes.
He was
the
movie that, remember The Deep with Nick Nolte and Jacqueline Bisset. But obviously his legacy will be attached to Jaws. And I'm going to be doing a revival of it this weekend in East Stroudsburg. Saturday night at 10 and Sunday night at 7, I'm going to introduce it. I expect a big crowd. To me, Doug, honestly, watching Jaws on the big screen is a great movie-going experience. Easily one of the best movies ever made. And
why?
It's just a perfect film in character, direction, cinematography. The casting was dead on. Shore is Quint. Richard Dreyfuss is Hooper, and Roy Scheider is Sheriff Brody. Was spot on.
Here's another guy.
Very well together.
I don't think Shriner ever get his due as an actor. He really was quite a good character actor. Could play all kinds of parts.
Totally agree.
Convincingly. I guess maybe...
You know what?
You go ahead.
Yeah, he did a movie called Blue Thunder in 1983, which he was a star of. I love that film.
Yeah, also,
Roy Scheider, and he did the movie called The Seven Up. So Roy Scheider was a terrific.
He was in the movie where he played the president of the insurance company, Matt Damon. I forget what the heck is that movie about the kid that died.
Rainmaker, was it?
Yeah, it was Rainmaker. He was fabulous, a bad guy there. There were a lot of great actors in that. Voight was a heavy. John Voight, era, where are those people today? Where have they gone? Been replaced
by... Well, here's the difference. In the 60s and 70s, when they cast leading men in movies, most of them really, they were over the age of 40. That's mm-hmm. the 40s and the 50s.
Yeah.
Now, when they cast leading men, they're looking for actors in their 20s and early 30s. It's a completely different mindset and who they sell movies to. I mean, blockbusters... In the 1970s, a lot of them were all adult-oriented fare, where people over the age of 35 came to movie theaters in droves. Now it's a completely different animal, where most people are in their, you know, in teens and 20s that fill multiplexes up. It's not people 35-plus.
All right, what's going to fill up the theaters this weekend? What's new? What's playing? What's going on?
There's a movie called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, a horror film, and then Dora... Lost City of Gold, which is a live-action version of Dora the Explorer, which is geared to really the under, I'd say, 13 crowd.
Do they go with their parents? Do the parents go with them for movies like that?
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, okay.
I think they do. I don't think it'll do great at the box office. It'll do okay. So Lion King's supposed to be number one again, and followed by Hobbs and Shaw.
I thought Hobbs and whatchamacallit was number one last weekend.
It was, but it's expected to have a fairly sizable
drop off
from a $60 million opening weekend to like a $20 million. So it's going to have to do well overseas to recoup.
It's doing well. I heard it was doing well.
It will. It will.
Yeah,
it will.
Right. Shia LaBeouf. Is that how you pronounce his name? Sheev, whatever. He's playing
I saw the trailer. It actually looks pretty good. It looks really good. It's called Honey Boy.
Yeah,
which is a recreation of his childhood and his upbringing as a child star in Hollywood. Good looking trailer. It comes out the
November. He wrote it when he was in jail in Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, after he was drunk and disorderly. All right, that's the story. Good job, Chuck Curry, here on the DJV Show, 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.